You're listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's the Sleep Show here on the Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner. Dr. Brenner was selected as a top dentist by the Connecticut Magazine, recognized by Continental Who's Who as a top dentist in Connecticut for obtaining her mastership in disclusion time reduction. She is the fourth person in the world to receive this, but this show is about your sleep. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows who doesn't get the proper night's sleep, it does throw off your entire day and your overall health. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing her at drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860-673-7155. That's 860-673-7155. Of course, you can always visit theburlingtondentist.com. Now, Dr. Bethany Brenner. Good Saturday morning to you and welcome to The Sleep Show alongside Dr. Bethany Brenner. I'm Gary Byron. Dr. Brenner has an office just off Route 4, Burlington, Connecticut. You can check her out online at theburlingtondentist.com. Even though this is not a dental show, you'll discover, and pretty quickly I might add, that there is a very strong link between dentistry and sleep disorders. Theburlingtondentist.com. While you're on that website, by the way, click on the button. It will link you to her YouTube channel because you'll not only find this episode, which hopefully you don't miss any, but if in case you do, you'll be able to listen or even view at your convenience. But previous episodes are also uploaded there, so you can check them out. In case you were, in case you've been late to the party and came to the show, maybe recently. More importantly, I want you to write this phone number down. I'm going to have you call it, but I'm going to have you call it in a little while. The reason being is the first five callers at the end of this show, okay, are going to receive a free sleep assessment. Could be for you, could be for your spouse, could be for your child or grandchild, for that matter, your loved ones. But you do have to be one of the first five callers at the end of the show. It's valued at around, $250. I think it's a little more than that, but that's what she says, so I'm going to go by that. So here's that number, 860-673-7155. One more time, 860-673-7155. Again, wait till the end of the show and be one of the first five callers and you'll receive that free sleep assessment valued at $250. Well, good morning, Dr. Brenner. How are you this Saturday morning?
I'm good.
Yeah, you look great. You look like you got some sun. Did you have a great 4th of July weekend? I think we were here with each other last 4th of July.
You know me. I try to get out in the yard and do what I can, but it was a little hot.
Last weekend, the whole week was a scorcher, it seemed. Yeah. What have you been doing? How was your week? What have you been doing since?
If I tell you my week, wouldn't believe it. I'm always busy.
I
do regular dentistry.
Yeah.
And I also do sleep and TMJ stuff. Right. So I see quite a few of those people, and I'm very thorough in what I do, and I have people that are looking for better dentistry. And they like somebody with some experience. I can explain things to them. Why is this happening? What you need to do? And I see some pretty sad cases. I hate to say it.
I hate hearing that.
Yeah. Well, but they also feel hope because they get help.
Because you give them hope.
I can fix what's going on. So I get people who come in. One guy was sure it was one tooth that was giving him pain, and it turns out it was the tooth behind it, which I said to him I thought it was. I said, but we'll plan just in case when I get in there, I'll take all the decay out. And I think, we know one of the teeth was abscessed, but that wasn't hurting him. He didn't think. And the other tooth had pretty deep decay. So we got the decay out and put him on an antibiotic because of the abscess. And then he goes, oh, no, you were right. It's the back tooth. So, it's always interesting, but it's, I listen. I really do listen to people. They feel heard. And that's important to me because sometimes they come in and they think, oh, I'll just talk about this one thing. And then I'm going, we should probably take a look at everything. And I'll give you an example. I had a guy who came in who fell. He broke his bridge in the front, and it was all loose. And I was like, don't wiggle it. Well, he wiggled it, and the whole thing fell out, including the root of one tooth. Okay, so another tooth came out with that. And he's like, what do I do? So he's growing his mustache longer because he's trying to hide it, right? So what I didn't know when I first saw him, because it was a casual conversation, kind of a, I call it a freebie, kind of just kind of give you an idea of what I think you're facing. Now we start to dive into this a little bit more, and he's been in a mess for a while, and now I have to fix him. So I'm waiting to hear back from the laboratory what I need to do, because we start to design appliances that he can wear, so now I can replace missing teeth. And he's like, I said, I think you're in this ballpark. He goes, I can handle that. Okay, so it's important to be able to fix people at a reasonable price.
Sure.
You know.
Wow.
And he's
you don't hear that every day.
Well, and he's missing front teeth.
And your face is the window to the soul, as they say.
Well, that's
I hate to say it, people judge. You shouldn't judge, but we're all human. And when you see somebody with no front teeth, it's a lot harder to hide than, let's say, a back molar.
You know? Well, he's in construction, so he's not in the public view. But he's also a really nice person, okay? Yeah. So he deserves to have some front teeth.
You like doing freebies for somebody who's a really nice person. It makes it easier.
Well, I do a freebie assessment.
Freebie assessment.
I call a free consultation, okay? It'll give you an idea of what you're facing. And so when everything fell apart, then he's like, oh, my gosh, now what? And I'm like, okay, let's get you back in and let's... I take photographs, I scan everything into the computer so I can send it to the laboratory just for design purposes. So this is more complex dentistry, right? Because I have to figure out, how do I take out the other teeth? How am I going to time that? What am I going to do? How quickly can I get them put together? What do I have to change about the teeth that are there to support these other appliances that he will be able to wear for a lifetime? And now he's going to be able to chew.
Look at that.
All so those because... Those are important. Okay.
Doctor.
Well, there's other dentists that do that too, and the good part is that some of the good part is there are good dentists out there, and the bad part is that I have dentists that don't even want to look and talk to their patients face to face.
How?
They're younger. They're all the phone generation. I hate to
say.
Well,
how do you work on my teeth over the phone? Now, if you can invent that, wow, that's a hell of an invention.
So I got to tell you, when I was out at the American Dental Association, I was invited to be a participant in some. Board questions for examinations, okay? And we have to figure out how to write these. And it's a complicated process because you got to make sure it's accurate. So they invite dentists from around the country to come to do that. And I was one of them. And so we got kind of in the side conversations. The man said to me, he was president of the American Dental Association at the time, said, you know what? I think we're really close to putting in a little jig into the mouth that's going to drill out and probably fill the fillings for us. I said... We're that close, you know? I mean, it's crazy what we can do. The scanning is so accurate now. It's accurate to the width of a hair.
Wow.
I can't even get that in a regular goopy impression.
Right.
So that's why I scan. Everything I do, I scan. It's so easy for the patients. There's nothing goopy in your mouth. We just take a computer wand and like go around your mouth, and it captures everything, and it looks like real teeth in a computer. The technology is just phenomenal. I know. It's fun. And it actually makes us fun for us, too. So
I was talking to somebody recently, and they were telling me about TMJ.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, we've talked about TMJ in the past.
Yeah.
But what causes TMJ?
Well, that's the complex problem, right?
Ah.
And patients will call it TMJ. The ENTs call it TMJ. But if you go over to the dental school, they call it TMD. So what is that?
Same thing? Or?
Well, similar. So TMJ is the name of the joint, right? So we have one on each side of our jaw, right by our ears.
Okay.
TMD is the temporal mandibular disorder or disease, whatever you want to call it. Most call it disorder because it's not functioning right, right? So why is it not functioning right? Well, there's things that happen. We can get arthritis in that joint, right? Talked about how that happens,
sure.
Right? You can have muscle, what we call a movement disorder. Muscles are overworked. Through sleep apnea. I'm going to try to say that 10 times. And so that's just another, we call it bruxing, sleep movement disorder, you know, muscle pulls. You're grinding your teeth and chewing on them incorrectly or a lot too much. Like people who bite their nails, I call them the mad gum chewers. You know, they're smacking their lips and they're doing it 24/7 or pretty close. And then you can also get an injury to the face, right? And I get this with some car accidents, mostly that's whiplash and neck injuries, because we have the seat belts that come across pretty high. But if they get a soccer injury, and I had a lot of those in years gone past, hit it with a baseball, a bat, I've had those, that kind of messes up their jaw joint. And I just had a woman this week who discussed the fact that, well, I think I hit my chest. She didn't open correctly. So when we look at this and people don't open straight. Now, most people assume I open and close just like I do. We open straight. But she opens and she goes, wah, she goes right to one side. Okay. And then you think it's a joke, you know, but it's not a joke. She repeats that very, very often, and she does not know how to open straight. So now we have muscles that are pulling harder on one side than the other. You see?
Yeah.
Because it's hinged, right? We've got two jaw joints, and we've got to open straight. So she now needs myofunctional therapy just to teach her how to open straight. Okay? Why do we talk about that? Because when you open crooked, you're taking the jaw joint and you're shifting it, so you're jamming one side in more than the other. Because I got, this is the only hinge in the whole body that's got two ball sockets, okay?
Wow.
Right. So when you open and you open one-sided, right, you're like going, like this when you open, and she can't open. She's now having problems opening her mouth. So we want to talk about, did you have an injury? Do you recall falling on your face? What's real common? Slip and falls in the tub when they're 3 to 5 years old, somewhere in there, sometimes even littler, but most of the time the two-year-olds, they're pretty well monitored. Parents are putting them in a smaller kind of bathtub, you know. And what I used to do is take a big towel and roll it up and stuff it between the faucet and the knob to turn on the water.
Mm-hmm.
So the kids couldn't hit it, right? But that was because I knew the injuries to the face can happen at that time, and they can actually crack the growth plate in their condyle, which is the part where the ball is near. And when you break that growth plate, you don't see it until they start puberty. Because all of a sudden the jaw grows really crooked, and you'll see people's faces that are like, you'll know now that we've talked about it. You're going to look at people's faces and you're going to go, oh yeah, their whole face looks like it's like one sided. But then when they open and close and smile, everything's lined up. They grew into that, okay? But I see kids when they start to hit like 12, 13, and the hormones are starting to spike. I see it going really in the wrong direction. So we now need an orthodontist who can help control that. And still, I don't know that they can always do anything much, even during that time. They can do a little bit, but it's still a hard thing to control.
Wow.
Yeah. So we see a lot of different things, right?
Jeez.
So that can create some issues with the jaw joint function, right? So, and then we have people, and I'm going to read just a couple of lists. So some of the symptoms can be pain and tenderness in one or both jaws, aching in and around the ear. And so we'll talk about that for in a minute. A hard time chewing or pain when you're chewing because you can't compress on the food because that hurts.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aching facial pain, like they're like hurt all the time, right? Locking of the joint or the ability to open and close.
I knew somebody in high school where that happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so some get locked open, some get locked closed. Okay. Headaches, neck pain, eye pain, and tooth pain. Okay. So tooth pain isn't. And I had a woman that came in, and she's like, so my front tooth hurts. And I said, okay, nothing wrong with her tooth. Guess what? I went up to the muscles in her head, up in her forehead. And I said, clench, bite. Okay. I numbed that muscle up, and the pain in her tooth went away. Okay. So,
look at her.
So there are dentists that don't understand about referred pain. So we can work a muscle in our face, and it refers to our teeth. We can get a muscle in our back. A trapezius is a very big muscle. It goes from the back of your head all the way into your shoulders, okay? That trapezius muscle can refer to the muscles in the face that refer to the teeth. So it gets complicated.
This is connected. It sounds like this bone's connected to that bone's connected to the
other bone. So when we talk about that, and we talk about my assessment, right?
Right.
I then lead it into what I call a full-blown workup, which takes me 3 to 4 hours. When we do the workup, I am checking every single muscle, right? And there are places in the face, and the guys are like, yeah, I don't hurt anywhere. And I'm like, okay. When I get to certain muscles, oh my gosh. They want to call it a number that's like, okay, it's just a little bit of pain. But they're like hitting on a, like if you have the reflex, like you touch something hot and you like jump off.
Because
they're doing this with their head. They're trying to get away from the pain. And I'm like, no, that's a higher level pain than just like something like bothers you. So
sure.
Guys are kind of funny because they don't want to look like wimps. And it's not about being a wimp. It isn't. It isn't. It has nothing to do
no,
with
No, but I'm laughing because you're right. Yeah, of course. We're babies when it comes to pain, right? I admit it, guys.
Well, especially mouth pain.
Oh, that's the worst.
Right. And why is that? Because we can't hold it out here and get rid of it, right? You can have it in your hand or your fingers, and you're like, I can grit this out.
Worst, in all honesty, the worst pain I've ever had. And I've had sciatica. I've had issues. I got a little problem right now, actually, in my upper. Worst pain I ever had was a toothache Memorial Day weekend of 2021. 2021.
Oh, yeah.
And
holiday weekends.
It was a holiday
Nobody's
weekend.
Nobody's available.
No. But yeah.
You can call me.
Well, I didn't know you then.
I know.
I called I did have my dentist's cell phone number.
Okay.
You know, and I texted and sent a prescription, but it was after.
They closed?
Yes! I was SOL, my friends. I mean, it couldn't be any worse.
Yeah. Did you have like an abscess too?
Yeah, when I saw him, he got me in like that week.
Okay, good.
And he says, "All right, you're gonna need a root canal. It's an abscess tooth. I think he put me on a steroid or something like that, or whatever. This was
probably
2021. Could have been antibiotic. Exactly. Yeah. I was either gonna say that or one of the other. It's either a steroid
or
an antibiotic.
Those are usual go-tos. Yeah.
And then he goes, "Yeah, I'm gonna see you in 2 weeks from that. And actually, when I did go back, the pain was gone. And he goes, oh, no, that's because of me. It's still there, but I'm like, I know that, of course.
Yeah,
but yeah.
We're kind of tricky.
But to your point,
yeah.
I've had sciatica. I get a sciatica a few times a year. I've had, you know, other pains and so on and so forth. All kidding aside, the worst pain was that toothache of 2021 on Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm right up
your alley. Yeah, when I get young people in with toothaches and they're like, what is it? They've never had it before. And it's really hard to explain. Okay, so you didn't come for dental care. The decays, and it is, the tooth looks pretty good, but it comes in the side. It kind of gets, you know, where you're supposed to be flossing. And so I call those flossing cavities because people don't floss, right? But some do. I mean, some are getting really good. And all the kids that grew up in my practice, I had we called a no cavity club. And the reason we had that is because I saw them 4 times a year. And I didn't clean their teeth, but I taught them how to brush, and I give them a fluoride treatment. And none of those kids, and I said to mom, if they get a cavity, I will do it for free. None of the kids got a cavity. But I needed to teach them how to brush
how
to floss.
In my young adulthood, a dentist told me, you are guilty of brushing too hard. Mm-hmm. I can tell it just by looking at your teeth. So don't brush so hard. And then you know what that prompted me to do? Get an electric toothbrush.
Electric toothbrush is great because now they have the sensors that change color when you're pressing too hard.
Okay. Well, I do have a sensor if it goes from pink to blue or blue to pink. I don't know. Let me do this really quickly. Folks, you are listening to The Sleep Show alongside Dr. Bethany Brenner. I'm Gary Byron. You've heard me a number of times talk about this free sleep assessment with a $250 value. Yes, be one of the first 5 callers at the end of the show, which we're about 10 minutes away from, at 860-673-7155. 860-673-7155. Of course, you can find her online at theburlingtondentist.com. And a little bit later on, I'm going to tell you, when you go to the website, what I want you to do. We've talked about, you know, movement disorders, right? Mm-hmm. Bruxism. Mm-hmm. What affects this? What affects bruxism? Hormones, whiplash, things like that, arthritis.
Right, right. So we have a complex body, right? And this is why I go back to things that are happening that we're unaware of. So sleep apnea is one of those things. That's a bruxism. That's a movement disorder. When you have the sleep apneic event, you're going to grind and clench our teeth more, right? So if we live on that, then once again, that sympathetic side, we're going to start to get more conditions that are autoimmune driven, like arthritis, like diabetes, okay? And when we do all that stuff, we will wear down the joint. So it's like, think about what happens in your knee, right? So you walk crooked, most of the knee injuries or knee concerns have to do with falling arches. That starts the process. So mm-hmm. as your arch falls down, the knees bend in, and now you're not hitting on that joint straight. So it's the same with the face. So if we're grinding and clenching a lot because we need to stop our sleep apneic event and calm the heart down, which we've talked about in other episodes, we're now wearing and tearing on the cartilage, the ligaments, and there are certain medical conditions, Ehlers-Danlos being one, where they have more ligament laxity to start with. So now if they've got the apnea, we're pulling on those ligaments, we're doing all kinds of things. And typically, when I go back to when we talk about the pillars that I think are very important, nasal breathing being one, if you have a cold, if you have a problem with a lot of allergies, and especially we've kind of had a bad allergy year this year.
Yeah.
And more of my asthmatic people are more bothered. So when that happens and they can't breathe through their nose, they're going to grind and clench their teeth more. And when they're grinding and clenching their teeth more and they've got ligament laxity, they can get locked open and locked closed. So that's wear and tear on the jaw joint, right? So, and then they come in and they have pain. They have pain in the face. They have pain in their ears. They have, so this long list of stuff, which is why I talk about why my form is so important, is because I'm looking to see which little box are you checking off, right? And so why is that important? Well, how am I going to treat you, right? So I have to get to the correct diagnosis. And I don't get there unless I have the information. And so as I watch people open and close, and I'll just give you an example. I've talked about her before. She opened completely off to one side.
Right.
And she's not the first one to do that. But she couldn't open her mouth. Now she's locked closed because the disc gets stuck in the wrong position. Now I have the ability to help people with that. And so we can help them increase their range of motion. The first woman I treated, when she came back for after her second treatment, she goes, oh my gosh, she says, I can brush my teeth easier. I can get my mouth open more. We're doing some myofunctional therapy with people and how we're doing all of that sort of thing. So we teach them how to use their jaw muscles a little bit better, right? If they have arthritis, if we can give them the correct appliance, we allow that joint to heal because we're not crunching on it all the time. So I want to say we give it like kind of like some space to heal up. And jaws heal just like other bones heal, right? So, but if you keep, I like to say to people, if you have a broken leg, do you keep walking on a broken leg?
Well,
no, the answer is no. But this doesn't hurt enough sometimes because of some of the hormones that they have in their bodies. So you start to see it's a very complex situation. It's because of the cart before the horse, or the horse before
the
cart.
I understand you correctly, your treatment depends on what the symptoms are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And if I can reproduce them. So then I know, okay, I know I can test that again with an appliance in their mouth to say, is the symptom gone? You know, during the course of treatment, is it disappearing? And we track that because it doesn't go away in an instant. Nothing goes away in an instant. But we have the ability to increase what we call range of motion. You can open your mouth a little wider. I had a woman whose dentist refused to work on her because she couldn't open her mouth. And she's blaming the poor woman. She's like, open wider, open wider. Well, you know, she's like, she's yelling
at
me.
She can't.
And I said, she's not yelling. She's just frustrated, okay? Because she's trying to get your dental work done. And, of course, this is the last tooth in the woman's mouth.
Oh.
So she didn't know where to go. Yeah. So she came to me, and I said, let me get you open more, right? And then she had a tooth on the other side. The woman said, just have extracted because you can't open your mouth. Well, she needed a root canal because the woman didn't even put a temporary filling in there. I'm like, why didn't she at least put a temporary filling in there? Well, she did nothing for her. So, listen, we have great dentists out there. We just have a few that I don't know what's wrong with them. They should be doing a better job. And so, you know, not everybody likes this job after they do it. I have guys that can't wait to retire. They hate it. I love my job. I just, you know, when I talk about this, the body is so fascinating and how it can heal itself, or we adapt. And we can get along with a little bit of infirmities, right? We keep going. We kind of say, okay. Like we get a little bit of arthritis. Well, I can take an ibuprofen for that, right?
Sure, simple.
Well, what if I could get rid of your arthritis and you don't have to take the medication? Wouldn't you like that?
I think people are afraid of surgery, though.
They don't always need surgery. Arthritis is typically not treated with surgery. It's typically treated with drugs. But I don't hear the physicians talking about what foods to stay away from that increase your inflammation. Inflammation drives disease, and that's also what drives the joint problems and the muscle problems and the sleep apnea problems.
And this, my friends, I'm going to go right back to something I've said many a times. This is why she is as popular as she is, Dr. Bethany Branner. This is why she's here. Has her own radio show. She's an authority. This is going the extra mile.
Thank you. I think I do.
People. I know you do. And I'm not saying. Listen, I'm not, like you said. You know, this is not to say. You know, there's all the dentists are out there are terrible.
There are a lot of good guys.
There are. But you know what? There's a lot of bad ones out there too who are in it for the wrong reason, or they're burnt out.
Yeah.
Is more likely the case.
Maybe.
And let's face it. You still, as long as you've been doing this, you just said it a moment ago. You're still you still love your job because you're challenged by it. It's different
absolutely.
Every day.
Yeah, it's absolutely different.
I can
different
relate
every
to
day.
That.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you have a job similar.
Yeah, it's yeah. different every day.
And it makes us go to work, doesn't it? And then when I have people go, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You did, and you only did that in an hour. You know, like they get very excited about it. And you know what? I'm really happy for them because I have the equipment, I have the knowledge, and they are getting where they need to be. And that's important.
I before I wrap it up, I promised at the top of the show, in case anybody's just new to it, you have this $250 valued sleep assessment. Just take, because I got to wrap it up in about a minute. So take that minute and explain what exactly does that assessment entail.
Okay, so everybody complains about the form, right? Yeah. So we're just going to say that one last time. But the assessment is really about figuring out what's going on with you. Do you potentially have sleep apnea? And if you do, we can test for it. I have a sleep physician who allows me to dispense the sleep test, and it's an easy ring that fits on your finger, Bluetooth to your smartphone. Very easy to do. No wires, no gidgy gadgets, just
cool.
The ring on the finger. And the results get sent to the sleep physician, and then they make a diagnosis. And we like you to run at least 3 nights. Sometimes we have people run 4 or 5 if I see some unusual stuff, because we get to look at the test too. And that helps the sleep physician because we give them just as much information as they need to make a proper diagnosis.
It's very comprehensive, folks. And if you'd like to get it, it's a $250 value. If you, your family, your loved one, your child, grandchild, if you think they would need it, you don't want to pay for it. It's a $250 valued assessment. The sleep assessment is for the first 5 callers. Start calling right now because I'm wrapping the show up. That's fine. 860-673-7155. Again, 860-673-7155. Online at the Burlington Dentist. When you get there, click on her link to her YouTube channel and subscribe to it. And you'll get this show and any other shows that maybe you have missed in the past. For Dr. Bethany Brenner, I'm Gary Byron. Thank you so much for listening to The Sleep Show. Oh, I can't wait until next Saturday morning. This show just flew right by.
I know. I have something planned that's going to be great.
Really? Oh, I like surprises. All right. Something to look forward to. Thank you for joining us. See you next Saturday morning. Have a good one, everybody. So long. You've been listening to the show that can help you with your sleep. It's The Sleep Show here on The Talk of Connecticut with Dr. Bethany Brenner. If you have any issues sleeping with restless nights, as anyone knows, who you don't get the proper night's sleep, it does throw off your entire day and your overall health. Listen for The Sleep Show every weekend at this time for a better night's sleep. You can always get in touch with Dr. Bethany Brenner by emailing drbrennerradio@gmail.com or by calling 860- 673-7155. Again, 860-673-7155 or by visiting theburlingtondentist.com.